Going to read from verse 3 to verse 13. 1 Kings chapter 3. And we will read from the 3rd verse to the 13th verse. If you're there, please say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's read the word of God. Want to go? And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David, his father. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. For that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon the altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." And Solomon said, "Thou hast showed unto thy servant David my father great mercy, according to it walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, that thou hast made my servant king instead of David my father, but I am a little child, I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people?" And the speech pleased the Lord. And Solomon had asked this thing. And the God said unto him, "Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any rise unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings unto thee all of thy days." Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen?
Father, we just thank you for your word. Spirit of the living God, you know how to dissect this word and spread it out with all simplicity, that everyone, oh God Almighty, can hear what you're saying. Let this word, Spirit of the living God, find an access, entrance into our hearts today, bringing us up from where we are to where God wants us to be. Let that word lift us up to begin to thrive in every area of our lives. Let that word heal, let it deliver. Let that word challenge and encourage, to the glory of your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Like I said, we're starting a series, and the title of the series, and today is the first one. Hallelujah. I said it at the Wednesday service, that there is a lot that God has laid in my heart for his people at this point in time. And I believe that we have entered a season in our walk with God that natural situations will no longer be enough. Praise the Lord. That we will no longer live by natural realities, but more this time by spiritual perspectives. Praise the Lord. And this is really very important, because God is not interested in just you saying that you are a child of God, saying that you go to church, saying that you can pray in tongues. Amen?
Amen?
God is interested in you being able to demonstrate the power and the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus. Our brother's testimony testifies of what it means to be a child of God. Hallelujah. To be someone who is in control. To be someone who really knows what he or she carries. Hallelujah. And to be confident of what lives on the inside of you. And this is what God wants for every of his child. That wherever you are, no matter the situation you face, you can declare based on what you know. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, they that know their God, not those that have God as a label on their head, not those that carry Bible everywhere. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Not those who are carrying the name of the church that they go to all around. But those that know their God, they are the ones that will be strong and they will do exploits. Your exploits will define and reveal to us whether you know him or you don't know him. Glory be to Jesus. And this is really important when we see the last days approaching. That you no longer make decisions and choices of your life based on natural feelings, natural occurrences, natural realities, but you are basing your choices and your decisions based on spiritual perspectives. Hallelujah. That's why we've been talking about having a divine illumination. That is a spiritual perspective. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You've got to be able to stand. Tell your neighbor, you are not an ordinary person. And that is so true, because you can't be an ordinary person, because God is not an ordinary God. He's an extraordinary God. And if I'm his child, there's nothing ordinary about me. I can't speak ordinary. I can't walk ordinary. I can't think ordinary. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Praise God forevermore. About time that we really have believers who are truly believers. Who truly believe. Amen. God is tired of believers that are unbelieving. God wants to demonstrate who he is and what he is to the world that do not know him, and is counting on you and I. Tell your neighbor, God is counting on you. I've told you that God is not going to come down. Amen. He's already on the inside of you if you're a child of God. You are born of the Spirit. The Spirit of God is on the inside of you. Amen. So God can only be revealed. He can't be taught by anybody. You don't come to church to be taught of God. You don't come to church to be taught about God. You came to church so that you can receive an understanding and knowledge about who you carry, so you can go out there and manifest who you carry. Praise the Lord. That's why we gather. That's why God commands the assembly of the saints together. Praise the Lord. We are ambassadors of Christ. You know what an ambassador is? An ambassador goes to another country. Praise the Lord. He doesn't live like the country that he is sent to. He lives like the country where he came from. Praise the Lord. That's how he lives. So if you still believe that, well, I'm a Nigerian. Well, I don't know about you. I'm from the kingdom of God. That is my permanent address. Praise the Lord. But I'm in this world, sent here from the kingdom of God to be an ambassador to this world. Praise the Lord. Not to blend with this world, but to be distinct from this world, so that this world can see what my kingdom is about. The kingdom I came from is all about. And so that they can be attractive to them. And they can say, how can I obtain citizenship of your kingdom? Praise the Lord. Just like everybody is running, I want to go to America. I want to get a green card. Praise the Lord. No, you need a card from the kingdom of God first. Because if you have a green card and you don't have the card into the kingdom of God, you are of most men most miserable. You will understand. I have a twin text, like I said today. Open your Bible to 1 Peter and let us read 1 Peter First Peter chapter 2, and we're going to read just one verse. First Peter 2. Verse 5. Are you there? Let me read. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to read it. Put your eye on the word of God. And let's read it together. One more time. Yes? Want to go? Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Now, let me read amplified version of that scripture to you. You believers, like living stones, are being built up into a spiritual house for a holy and dedicated priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable and pleasing to God through Jesus Christ. You are being built up as a spiritual house to offer sacrifices acceptable to Jesus Christ. You are being built up, hallelujah, as a spiritual house to offer what? Sacrifices. Praise the Lord. We are to offer what? Sacrifices that are acceptable to Jesus Christ. So this series is titled The Power of Sacrifice. The Power of Sacrifice. And my subtitle for the part one of it today is Understanding Sacrifice. Let somebody say sacrifice. Say it as you mean it. I can't hear you. Understanding sacrifice. Say it one more time. Praise the Lord. It's important that we understand what a sacrifice is all about. I'm sure if I ask a lot of us, you say sacrifice, well, you know what it is. You have an idea of what a sacrifice is. In fact, you've been living in this part of the world, in this continent, you probably know that people make sacrifices. All kinds of sacrifices are being made. Evil, demonic sacrifices are being made. Hello? You know, I was just thinking about it this morning that, you know, when you are going to that, along a Papa Road, there is like a three junction in the place that they always place pots, you know, filled with all manner of things there. We all know that, oh, somebody is trying to sacrifice something to someone. Hallelujah. And while I was just looking at it, I said, year after year, because when my children were in the school in Railway Compound, I mean, we used to see this thing every day. I remember Pastor and I knew we just begin to speak in tongues while we are passing the place. And I remember, I just looked, I said, look at this place. Now, the local government office is so close to that three junction. A church is beside it. Is less than 5 meters to where they normally put this thing. Every day you will see different pots that have been placed there. People offering all manner of sacrifices. And I'm wondering if there are real people who know who their gods are, who cannot declare into that place and say, this place, I take it over for the kingdom of God. No longer with this kind of sacrifice be placed in this. I can't. And people are worshiping there. They are singing songs and singing praises to God. The devil is a liar. Praise the Lord. So, beloved, I don't need to tell you more about that because you already know. People make all manner of sacrifices. But it's important for us to have an understanding because if you do not have an understanding of something, you can never be outstanding. Praise the Lord. It takes understanding to be outstanding and to be exceptional in any area of your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. That's why the Bible said in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7, it said,
Wisdom is the principal thing. Now, get wisdom. In all you're getting, get understanding. Because it knows understanding means that you can comprehend what is being done. Praise the Lord. You know what differentiates religion from relationship? Religion is a way that man wants to get to God. Religion is man wanting to appease God to get something from God. But when you are talking about why Jesus came and why Jesus paid the price that he paid with his own life, he did it to give to us a relationship with the Father. Glory be to Jesus. So Christianity is not about religion. It is about a relationship. Let somebody say relationship. It's about a relationship. God the Father with the children. Praise the Lord. When the people in the dark world offer sacrifices, they are not offering it to their Father. They are offering it to what? A deity. They don't have a relationship and they are not required to have a relationship with that deity. You are not. They just tell you, bring this, and bring this, and bring that. It doesn't involve your heart. Let me tell somebody. Oh, deep. It doesn't involve your heart. It's not a heart matter. It doesn't require your heart condition. It doesn't matter whether you hate somebody before you are bringing the sacrifice. It doesn't matter where you just beating your wife black and blue and then you brought the sacrifice. It does not matter if you just cursed somebody before you brought it. Hello, somebody. It doesn't require your heart. It just requires your obedience. That is religion. Bring white cloth, bring the head of cow, bring this and bring that. That's all. Once you fulfill that is it. The sacrifice is complete. But when it comes, Abakata Yashete, to us who are believers, who are Christians, we offer spiritual sacrifices. Our heart is involved because we are in a relationship. Glory be to God. So the state of your heart is important. The condition of your heart is crucial to whether your sacrifice will be acceptable or unacceptable. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is why God said it in the book of Samuel. I said it on Wednesday. When God told Samuel, I said, Samuel, go and anoint King David. Go and anoint David as king over Israel because I have rejected Saul. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. He said, I've rejected him. Go and anoint him. And what did he do? He got there into the house of Jesse. Where are your sons? The boys came out and he looked at one of them. He said, this has to be the one. The guy is well built up. He's tall. You know, he's got a good figure. He's got six pack. He's this. He's that. He's looking good. He's fierce looking. I mean, this should be. And he's a soldier. Definitely this one would be the best person to rule over Israel. And God said, look at you. You don't even know me. I do not judge by physical appearance. I judge by the state of the heart. What is on the inside is what is important for me. I'm a relational God. Praise the Lord. I've seen the heart of David. This one will love me. This one will obey me. This one will humble himself before me. So I'm ready to anoint him. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Understanding is important. So as a child of God, it is important that you know why you're doing what you are doing. Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. This is important. What makes us more than conquerors? To be more than conquerors means you are an overcomer. You are triumphant. You are victorious. That's what it means. This church, the name given by the Lord, is Conqueror's Chapel. It means that you are more than conquerors. No matter comes against you, victory is certain. Praise the Lord. That you will always overcome whatever life brings against you. No matter the challenge, it will end in victory for you. That's what it means. He said, we are more than conquerors. In all of these things that come against us in life, we win. We are more than conquerors. Praise the Lord. We are overcomers. We will always be triumphant over it in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. And if we are going to be victorious, if we are going to be more than conquerors, which is rarely to have dominion. Hallelujah. Do we have a people of dominion in this place? If your life is going to be influential in this world, praise the Lord, then you must live triumphantly. You must live victoriously, because that is what will separate you from the rest of the people. Hallelujah. And it depends on who you are sacrificing to, on whether your sacrifice is acceptable or unacceptable. Praise the Lord. Now let's look at, really, let's try and define what sacrifice is really all about, so that I know that I am actually offering the right sacrifice unto God. Praise the Lord. Remember that scripture told us, 1 Peter 2:5, it said, we have built up a spiritual house. Praise the Lord. To do what? To offer sacrifices. So we are people who offer sacrifices. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. You see, the devil does not have anything original. All he does is to pervert what God himself has done. Now, as a believer, know it. If you don't know it today, if you are born again, you are a child of God, I want you to know something today. That the basis of your Christianity is actually founded upon sacrifice. Praise the Lord. It's based on sacrifice. Now let's look at the definition of sacrifice. What does it mean? What does sacrifice mean? A sacrifice means an act of offering to a deity of something that is precious, or something that is valuable, or something that is most loved. That's why you hear all these people in the demonic world. You know, sometimes they tell them, go and bring your most loved person. Sometimes it's their wife. There are a lot of people who want to be in position of authority and power in this nation. They have done terrible things. They have given their loved ones for the sake of power. People make all sorts of sacrifices. So the sacrifice is anything that has been set apart for a deity, a false god, or to God Almighty himself. Praise the Lord. That's what a sacrifice is. Something of value. Something that is most loved. And why do they bring that? They are looking for power. They are looking for position. Hello? They are looking for how they can get advantage or gain an advantage over someone. Hello? To gain an advantage over someone, they go and make sacrifices. Let me share this testimony of a brother, a Christian brother, who was looking for a job in a particular company at one time. And he said, look, I've been praying, Jerry. God is not opening this door. He's not doing this one. And somebody said to him, you want to work in that place? Okay, let me take you somewhere and it will work for you. He went there. They gave him a pot. Now, this is a Christian. They gave him a pot. They said, when you get into that place, go there in the night. On the roof of the company building, go and put the pot there. He said, in that place, you will eventually become the MD. Hello? So,
He got himself ready that night, carried the pot. Praise the Lord. He got to the place, went up there. He saw pots. He saw what? Say it loud. He saw pots. So he knows he's not the only one. So this one now, survival of the fittest. Not only that, as he was coming down, he saw the MD going up with his own pot. Praise the Lord. He left the place and said, like the prodigal son, I will go back to my father's house. Hallelujah. And wait on the Lord. For they that wait upon the Lord, God will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as the eagles. They shall run and they shall not faint. They shall walk and they shall not faint. Praise the Lord. He came back to Jesus Christ and said, I am being built up as a spiritual house to offer spiritual sacrifices to Jesus Christ. Not to offer sacrifices to demonic deities. There are many people who are involved. Child of God, let me tell you, that is why some of you who take your Christian walk with levity, you leave your house, you don't pray, you don't command your day. You are saying you are going for a business meeting. You are going, maybe they will give you a contract. You do not prepare yourself and offer sacrifices to your own God. You are going to meet people who are offering sacrifices also. Praise the Lord. You go there vulnerable. You go there naked. The people you are competing with are all geared up. Praise the Lord. It's not enough to just say, I'm born again. Have you made your sacrifices unto your own God? Praise the Lord. Knowing fully well that your own sacrifices would trump any other sacrifice. You go and start business. You rent a shop. You are somewhere. You say, I'm starting my business here. You don't first of all put God there. Hello, somebody. And somebody is selling the same thing beside you. When they don't put pot for on top of the ceiling. You are joking. Is somebody listening? You have to be well dressed for battle. Because the people that you are in the same business with are well geared up for the battle. And guess what? They go and find you out in their own coven. Once they see that you are naked, then you make yourself vulnerable to the benefits of their sacrifice. I pray in the name of Jesus that after today, because God is talking to his children, don't you ever go out not being well dressed. Put on, the Bible says, the whole armor of God. Help me tell your neighbor, put on the whole armor of God. Don't you leave your house without offering sacrifices unto God. Praise the Lord. There are all manner of sacrifices. Evil and dead sacrifices that they offer from the demonic world. And there are good and living sacrifices. Praise the Lord. There are wrong sacrifices and there are right sacrifices. Now, during the series, we'll talk more on that and the Holy Spirit will help us to elaborate that. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. This is so important that you have this understanding. It's not for you to be afraid. It is for you to know that one with God is a winner. One with God, you are victorious. One with God, you are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. It's not to scare us.
We have nothing to be scared of. Greater is he that is in you. Remember, you are being built up, what? A spiritual house. To offer spiritual sacrifices unto God. There is nothing to fear. Why we are vulnerable, why we are afraid, is because we ourselves have either not offered our own sacrifice acceptable unto God. Now, many people offer sacrifices, but not every sacrifice is acceptable to God. Praise the Lord. If the sacrifice does not involve your heart, it is unacceptable to God. We'll talk more about that in our next, in the part two of the series. Let's look at holy sacrifice, that is, living sacrifices. And let's open our Bible to Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 6 to 12. Wow. Hebrews. Let's quickly open. It's Apostle Paul talking here and trying to let us know the kind of sacrifices that were being offered and acceptable to God in the Old Testament. How many people know that the Bible has Old Testament and New Testament? Okay, that's a no-brainer. Okay, so Hebrews chapter 9. Brother Bambo, please. From verse 6 to 12. Yes.
Now, when these things were thus arranged, the priest went all into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But into the second went the high priest alone, once every year, not without blood, which he offered by himself, and on the heralds of the people. The Holy Ghost, this is the fire that the way into the holy end of all was not yet being manifest. Why?
Now stop there. Let me point your attention to a few things here. In verse 7, he said, but into the second went the high priest alone, once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. So the priest in the Old Testament, it is the priest that will carry the sacrifice into the holiest. For what? For the atonement of the sins of the people and also for his own sin. One high priest. Once a year. Once a year. Okay. Now, where did you stop? Verse 10. No. Verse 9. He said, which was a figure for the time then present in which were offered. No, you have not even. The Holy Ghost. Am I reading the right thing? Okay. Verse 8. The Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest. The way into the holiest of all, as at that time in the Old Testament, was not yet made manifest. It has not yet been revealed. As at that time, the best way, the best covenant had not been made manifest as at that time. Now, go on. Yes. He said, these are the kind of sacrifices that they were offering. Drinks. Diverse washings. Carnal ordinances. All manner of things that they were doing then. For peace offering, burnt offering, meal offering, all sorts of offerings that they bring as sacrifices. Praise the Lord. Now go on. Hallelujah.
By greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. He said, but Christ being come. Now Christ has come. Amen. Christ has come. So that method of sacrificing, he said, has been done away with. Because Christ has now come. Christ is the sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Christ is what? Is the sacrifice. The lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 13 and verse 8. He said, they were worshiping the beast. But he said, there are those whose name are written in the Lamb's book of life. He said, in the book of life that belongs to the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. That's why I told us that the foundation of our own redemption is based on a blood sacrifice. Praise the Lord. So the enemy also perverts that. And that is why when they are saying they do sacrifice, they say bring blood. Bring the blood of cattle. Bring the blood of a dove, a white dove, a green dove, blah, 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 blah. And so. But you see, it was based on the Old Testament means of sacrifice before Christ came. Now that's where they stopped. Praise the Lord. But Jesus came. He made nonsense of all that. He now became the sacrifice. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So when you go somewhere in the name of Jesus, you go with sacrifice. Amen. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
You are offering spiritual sacrifice when you mention the name of Jesus Christ, because he is a sacrifice that God has accepted as the one and only sacrifice to honor God for sin, for whatever. The sacrifice is Jesus Christ. Read on. Yes. Glory be to Jesus. He said he entered once and for all. The priest used to go once every year. Jesus Christ entered it with his own blood. And he said, it is finished. So anything you come to the Father, in my name, the sacrifice is acceptable. Glory be to Jesus. You see, that's why you must be sure that nothing interjects your relationship with God. Because our sacrifice is based on relationship. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, you know, one thing that the Holy Spirit revealed to me, my time is almost up on this. And I'll probably even close here, although we still have a long way to go, but it's a series. So next week, we'll go on the part two of the series. Praise the Lord. By the end of this series, hallelujah, you will see yourself. You see all those people who think they are making sacrifice. By the time you show up in a place, they will be afraid of you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. No, they should see you and see fire. A lady once said, who came to the service and blah, 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 and while I was talking, he said, I didn't see you. He said, I just see this fountain of oil. Hallelujah. I just see this fountain of oil around you. An impenetrable anointing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
From a spiritual house offering spiritual sacrifices. Praise the Lord. So when you see people and you're looking, these are people who walk past sacrifice. You yourself now, you'll be sacrifice person. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Let me tell you about this.
When Jesus died and shed his blood for us, the Father sent him here. I said, these people, all of them will perish. I have to do something. And the Son came and said, I will die in their place. We're all supposed to die. And when I'm talking about, I'm not even talking about physical death. I'm talking about spiritual death. To die both physically and spiritually. But Jesus came as a mediator between us and the Father. And he gave his own blood as a ransom to purchase us back from an eternal oppression from demonic powers. For he came to set the captives free. Praise the Lord. And if the enemy has held you captive anyhow in your life today, by the time you partake of the Lord's table, your freedom is guaranteed. Amen. I thought I have two people that will receive that. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Holy Spirit said to me, he said, why are God's people, why are we anxious or worried, you know, about the future? You shouldn't be worried. You should know who you are and whose you are. Yes, you may not have seen what you desire from the Lord. But the word of God will never return to him void. If he says it, it's going to come to pass. Please, let me encourage your neighbor. It's going to come to pass. I see you on the testimony line. Tell them, I see you on the testimony line. I see you giving testimony that what God said came to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I told you, I said, God said his promises. Read it in Ezekiel chapter 12 and verse 28. He said, never you say that my word is prolonged anymore, because from now it shall come to pass. Praise the Lord. I said, this season it will come to pass in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the Holy Spirit said, do people really, do you understand what really happened? He said, when a man dies, the Bible says he will leave what? He leaves a will, a testament. Hallelujah. In fact, the will does not come into operation until the person that made the will has died. Abby, you don't have to be a lawyer to know that one. Praise the Lord. The person must have died before you can lay claim on anything written in the will. Hallelujah. We all agree on that. Now, Jesus Christ came and he died. But he left a will. But the will of a person that dies can be contested. Lawyer? Every day people are contesting will. I have family friends who don't speak to each other because of the will of their father. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you just look at it. If your father just die and just leave one chair and one stool, just praise God. Because there's nobody will fight. There's nothing to fight over. But when property boku, why should Bolaji have this? Why should Tola have that one? I saw her going to father's house. He must have manipulated him. He did this. That's why he wrote the will and gave that to her. And gave this to her. They begin to contest. They go to court. They can be there for years. Meanwhile, the property is dilapidating. Hello? You see what the devil does? No, at the end, nobody will get anything. They will destroy the whole thing. Oh, but not so with Jesus. Not so with Jesus. For the Bible said, I am he that died. I am he that is alive forevermore. I am one that left a will that cannot be contested, because I live to defend my will. Oh,
Glory be to Jesus. I'm alive to defend my will. When I say you are blessed, I'm alive to declare you are blessed. No one can curse you. I'm alive to declare to the devil that you are untouchable. I'm alive to declare to the devil that your destiny is indestructible. That's why I'm alive. I'm not dead. I am alive to defend what I have written. Glory be to Jesus. I thought somebody would receive that. Come and rise on your feet and worship God. I live forevermore. I live to defend it in your life. I live to defend it in the life of your children and your children's children. Glory be to Jesus Christ. He that wrote the will is alive. He's alive. That's why we stay connected with him. We stay connected to him. We offer spiritual sacrifices unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift up your two hands and worship him this morning. Worship him for the sacrifice that he made. He first made a sacrifice. And he's building you and I up as a spiritual house to offer him acceptable sacrifices. Glory be to God. Bless his name, bless his name. Because of you, he didn't stay dead. He said, yes, I know the system of the world, which says the testator must be dead for the will to be legal. But I've come to let you know that I will defend my will and defend my word in your life. I'm alive to defend it. That this year you will thrive. I stay alive to defend that word. That it will come to pass in your life. That the areas that you are once surviving, you will begin to thrive in those areas. That's why I remain alive. So that no power of hell and no man on earth can contest the will. Because I'm here to defend the will. The Bible says he is our advocate. We have an advocate. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Bless his name. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Please let the deaconesses elders pick them.
He's alive.
Jesus is alive.
Jesus is alive. Forever.
Lift up your two hands in honor. This morning.
He's alive. Amen.
He's alive.
Amen. He's alive. Amen.
He's alive.
Amen.
He's alive. Amen. Jesus. Gave his blood as a sacrifice of our redemption to redeem us from eternal destruction, to redeem us beloved. Something happened to Solomon in the text we read today.
something powerful. The Bible says Solomon offered sacrifices unto God. Hallelujah. And God accepted his sacrifice. He caused God to say, what do you want? May your sacrifice to God come from a clean heart. Hallelujah. May it come from a clean heart, a heart that is washed and cleansed in the blood of Jesus. Solomon's sacrifice was accepted by God, and God said, what do you want? I'm believing God for someone here that after today, God himself will come to you and say, what would you have me do for you? Hallelujah. Because of holy and pure sacrifice that you offer from a holy and a pure heart. He said, because you did not ask for the life of your enemies. Is somebody catching it? He said, because all that you ask for is a discerning heart to be able to discern good from evil. Glory be to Jesus. To know how to offer an acceptable sacrifice. To be able to distinguish between unacceptable sacrifice and acceptable sacrifice. To be able to be in the position that you have placed me. God said, because you asked that, in that place I have placed you, you will thrive there. Yeah. That's what he said. He said, even the things you didn't ask for, I will add it unto you. In other words, I will exceed and surpass your expectations. Why? Because you have offered a sacrifice that is acceptable to me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. God is good. All of the gods, they are the stupidity of men.
You are the only God. There is none like you.
Masakaria. All other gods, they are the ignorance of men.
You are the only God. There is none like you.
All other gods,
all other gods,
they are
the ones of men.
Beloved, sing the song. Worship him with that song.
They are the works of man. You are the only God. There is none like you.
All of the gods.
All of the gods.
Stupidity of man.
They are the works of man.
They are the ignorance of man.
God. All of the gods,
a new heart that is acceptable to him. Begin to pray that God will create in you a new heart. For if your heart is not right before God, there is no way your sacrifice can be acceptable. Dedicate yourself to God. And if you are here this morning, you are not connected and you do not have a relationship with Christ, how can whatever sacrifice you bring be acceptable to him when he doesn't even know you? So you have the opportunity this morning to ask him into your life so that you can be connected unto him. If you are that person, just put your right hand on your chest and you talk to him. Talk to him yourself and say, Jesus, I want to be connected with you. Because all other gods, they are the works of men. I've heard that you are the only true God. And I want my sacrifices to be acceptable to you. So save me, Jesus. Make me your own. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All eyes closed. Thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice of your Son Jesus Christ. The sacrifice that is bigger than all sacrifices. He sacrificed himself. And he has mandated us to continually be in remembrance of that sacrifice. Today we gather, O Lord, before your throne of grace and come before the holiest of holies through the blood of the everlasting covenant. We come before the Lord's table in remembrance of the everlasting forgiveness through the blood of Jesus Christ and the remembrance of his body that was broken for us so that ours will not be broken. For he was smitten and stricken, wounded for our transgressions. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. For he took unto himself our sicknesses and infirmities. And so, Father, we bring to remembrance all the sacrifice of your Son for us. In appreciation and in honor, we present ourselves and our bodies holy unto you as a living sacrifice. Help us stay in remembrance of his sacrifice for us in every situation and life and circumstances life brings our way. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. And as we receive from the Lord's table, let it bring healing to our bodies, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Amen. Let there be healings. Amen. Instant healings. Amen. Miraculous healings. Amen. Whatsoever is not planted, for these are spiritual houses. We reject every defilement of any spiritual house in this place today. Whatsoever that has attached itself to your organs, to your tissues, that God himself didn't plant there. Father, as we partake of this, let it be uprooted. Let it be uprooted. Let it be uprooted. Now, in the name of Jesus. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Now eat the body of Jesus Christ. Eat the body of Jesus Christ by faith. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat the bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Drink the blood of Jesus. To receive healing right now. I forbid any malfunction of any organ or tissue in anybody that is under the sound of my voice. I speak to your body. Be healed and made whole now in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Let the mercy of God locate you. Let the favor of God surround you. May you thrive in every area of your life. May your long-standing desires come to pass this year in the name of Jesus. And we bring the sacrifice of the blood of Jesus and his body before the throne of grace. Before the altar of God, to guarantee the blessings of God coming to pass in your life. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Thank you for healing our hearts. Thank you for healing our bodies. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus Christ. If the word of the Lord bless you today, put your hands together for the King of Kings.
Jesus Christ, begin to pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that the Lord will continue to anoint her in the name of Jesus Christ with more fire in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm sure all of us were blessed by that word today, and I decree that that word will set us free in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray for her in the name of Jesus. All the things that you desire to see in her life, begin to say it unto her in the name of Jesus. Our Father and our God, we just want to thank you. We want to bless your holy name, Father, even for your daughter that you have used, oh God, Lord, to bless us this day. We ask, oh God, Lord, for more fresh fire from on, from heaven in the name of Jesus Christ, more unctions in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask that the anointing of God upon our life continue to run in the name of Jesus. It will not dry in the name of Jesus Christ. It will continue to run over in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we exalt you. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the word that you have sent for today. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you will cause us to be doers of this word in the name of Jesus Christ, so that all the blessing will come to us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have done it. Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Let's have our seats. 2 Corinthians